I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This week, it's about the ladies. Coming up in a moment, we'll talk more about plans for this fall's Becoming an Outdoors Woman workshop put on by the West Virginia DNR. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Outdoors pursuits were once confined almost entirely to the world of men. However, that's not the case anymore. More and more women are discovering the enjoyment of outdoor activities, but they may not have had the instruction they would have liked. That's where Becoming an Outdoors Woman is all about. Billy Shear is the coordinator for the program at DNR.
We're just trying to get women, mothers, grandmothers out there to learn some outdoor activities and take classes, and that way they can do the classes or do the activities themselves or teach it to their kids or grandkids.
And she explains it's a unique environment to learn from rather than being under what may be unintended pressure from a male who's already part of her life.
It is a little different environment. A lot of them say that, you know, they learn from their husbands or fathers, but when they get out here with another group of women who have the same interests, they, you know, have the same kind of questions that they have, and they feel more comfortable.
Women can select from a wide range of different kinds of outdoor activities they'd like to learn more about.
Well, we have fishing, photography, archery, introduction to deer hunting, and nature craft. We have shooting, rifle, shotgun, and handgun, mountain biking, fishing by canoe, fly tying. Those are just some of the classes we offer.
Now, the workshops move from place to place every year, and this fall's event is in Pocahontas County.
It's going to be at Watoga State Park, and I hope to have the registration form up by the end of the week, and people can just go online under the WVDNR and look under Special Opportunities and click on Becoming an Outdoors Woman and pull up the registration.
It's September 14th through the 16th, and the cost is $150. And if you bring a person who's a first-timer, it's $125. There's no restaurant at Watoga, so you'll need to bring your own breakfast and lunch, but dinner will be catered in the dining hall. Shira says they find once women attend once, they keep coming back.
It's like if you come one time, you really love it and enjoy it, and then you want to come back the next time and take different classes. And sometimes you meet up with friends, and that's just like, you know, getting together every year to hang out with people that you've met in previous workshops.
So check the DNR's website, wvdnr.gov, to register and learn more about becoming an outdoors woman this fall. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.